This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek and the San Lorenzo Valley. 5 minutes before the top of the hour, plenty of time for one more tune before 9 p.m. and a short news break. Here's Joel Saunier.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's our reporter, Ben Dover, with this news update.
Shortly after having sexual intercourse with a prostitute earlier this afternoon, local man Jacob Reynolds told reporters that he never expected the experience would bring him to new heights of emotional and spiritual fulfillment.
Yeah, I had no idea I'd feel so great. I mean, I was convinced that having sex with a complete stranger behind my wife's back would leave me feeling drained and empty on the inside, but my self-esteem is through the roof. I feel really tremendous. I mean, I just wanted to get off, you know, but this.
Reynolds, who said he paid $150 for a 30-minute block of time, said that his moderate expectations for the encounter were instantly surpassed by what turned out to be a deeply personal sexual communion that transported him to a new plane of emotional intimacy.
Paying for sex is supposed to make you feel dirty and insecure, but nope. I was in charge the whole time, and actually, I've never felt a stronger sense of spiritual connection. I mean, when our bodies met, there was an immediate sense of familiarity and comfort that just washed over me. Honestly, I think it was the most meaningful experience of my life.
You like the way she makes you feel. She got you spinning. the medicine that everybody wants. She got the medicine that everybody wants. She got the medicine that everybody wants. Yeah.
That's the way we like them, isn't it? bad little girls, rotten to the core. It was Alana Grace doing that one. I Got the Medicine was Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and we heard two songs entitled Jump. Rick Derringer went first right after the news, then it was the Pointer Sisters, and I'd say they were both good songs. It's okay, I don't have a problem if they want to share a title. Good evening to you, Vince Vinyl here. Hope your Friday night is going well. 20 minutes past 9, so there is time left if you need to make it better. And we're here to help with a bitchin' soundtrack while you carry on, so if you're leaving, take us with you. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of your normal, boring, nobody-will-miss-me-when-I'm-dead car? Do you have an old jalopy that's been handed down over and over and probably has a bunch of sex stains on the seats?
Who's your creepy uncle now?
Well then, throw that shit into the trash and get yourself an imaginary car. This shit is so crazy, you couldn't imagine it anywhere else. So we'll do it for you. What's that? You want one of these fantastic cars for yourself? Well then, send us $740,000 and you'll be the proud owner of something that probably doesn't even exist. Your life will never be the same once you bought something that you could never physically touch. Get yours today! We also sell air guitars. Jam out like there's nothing even there.
Cousin. since the beginning. It hasn't changed yet. People fly high, begin to lose sight, 'cause you can't see very clearly when you're in flight.
That you found the same people you are.
again. You know everybody wants to be my long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody wants you when you're down.
Thing that can't be done. Good to keep that in mind. That was Kieran Kane, and Just Like That, the title there. Down and Out Blues was from Snowblind, and that gal Jeannie Greer has got some pipes, eh? On the Way Down was from Little Feet, and Mystic Blue was that nice instrumental track, that one from Undercover featuring local cat Mike Pupo. And the Southern Brothers started the set, Sweet Cousin, keeping it in the family. This is non-corporate radio, KCUF Boulder Creek. I'm Vince Vinyl, and I'll take you for a ride in my Merc right after this paid political message.
Tiny brain conservative Jock Cranley is at it again, using negative attack ads, calling Sue Murray names that rhyme with front and scratch. Who do you trust to get this state back on track? A drug-addled, philandering former stuntman with multiple concussions? Or a successfully divorced schoolteacher who knows how to talk down to normal people like a real liberal? Sue Murray has been talking down to people for years, and now she wants to talk down to you. Sue has a simple plan to get the state of San Andreas back on its feet again. A massive increase in government spending and a big investment in public radio. Using a minimum 49% federal tax and a 25% state tax, Sue's team of top-level educators and accountants will make the big investments everyone needs in government entitlements. Get what you deserve from the person who knows best. Vote for Sue Murray for governor.
I'm Sue Murray, and I approve this message.
A paid political announcement, cleared and approved by the Boulder Creek Paid Political Announcement Review Board.
down. Second gear.
Thank you.
Sleater-Kinney and No Anthems. Sleater-Kinney, a three-person band out of Washington State, and they were rocking quite nicely on that one. Definitely no stadium anthems or big hair tunes. No anthems in that set, ladies. It started with Canadian cat Colin James and a nice version of Mercury Blues. Doggone it, everybody crazy about a Mercury. Karen Lawrence, who may be another Washington gal, not real sure there, she did Cadillac Blues. Wild Wild Woman was the Nortons with Danielle Schnabelin out front on the track we heard. Get Your Shit Together was the song just before Sleater-Kinney, that one from Friendly Foes. You keep saying, today I'm going to get my shit together. And while we're on the subject of shit, here's another paid political announcement.
Hi, I'm Sue Murray, and I want to be your next governor. I know how to lead from the front. I used to be a school teacher. I know what's best for San Andreas. Many of our leaders aren't doing their homework or studying like they should. You're not living up to your full potential. I know how to use third-grade academic terms and talk down to a room of hyperactive, immature morons to get what I want. I can get things done. I'll make sure the 1% looks after the rest of us like they should. That you get what you deserve from people that work hard. Vote for me for governor.
A paid political announcement. Cleared and approved by the Boulder Creek Paid Political Announcement Review Board.
Well, it was back in college. I was hardly 20. I lacked a lot of food and money, so buying certain things was kind of hard. But the mail one day brought awesome news. It turned out I'd been pre-approved for a classy new no-hassle credit card. Well, I use that card for et cetera things, no APR, whatever that means. I even bought my clothing by the pile. I tell you, there's no doubt about I was never leaving home without it. Hell, I even earned some frequent flyer miles. Well, I felt I finally caught my break instead of Easy Mac every night with steak. Hell, a simple swipe really isn't all that hard. Until the waiter seemed upset one day, receipt in hand, he then did say, "Sir, there's been a problem with your card.
It's been declined, it's been declined. You maxed your credit line. You need to find another way to pay. Well, it seems you overcharge your no-hassle credit card. Please make another payment right away."
Well, I thought that was the damnedest thing, cause I don't reckon I bought anything that could total up to all 1,000 bucks. Of course, I did buy pink shirts at the Gap and things of milk for that silly rap, and there was the shopping spree at Toys R Us. It was frightening news, but I sure was shocked to hear 10 messages in my voicemail box, all left by some dude in Delaware. So I called him back there at his place, since it surely was some small mistake, and he made sure I was awake and well aware.
It's been declined, it's been declined. You max your credit line. You need to send a check to us today. Well, it seems you overcharge your no-hassle credit card. Please make another payment right away.
So we said that zero APR, well, it only lasts the first 4 hours before jumping up to 38.2. And your payment, well, was due today, so technically it's considered late, but I'll talk to my manager, see what I can do. Our repo guys have been sent out. They took your car, they took your house, but if you pay today, we'll let you keep your fence. So with the interest garnered on your line, divide the 5 and carry the 9, you owe us $1,300 and 12 cents. Goodbye. Hello, yes. JetBlue? Yes, I would like a one-way ticket to Delaware. Why, yes, I do have frequent flyer miles. When I got in there to his place, he had a scaredy stare upon his face. Eyes were wide, he tried to hide, and I saw fear. "What's in your wallet?" asked the dude, and I said, "Ain't nothing, thanks to you, but you said to pay you back, and so I'm here." He said, "Here's your money and here's some more. Hell, I'll even fix your credit score. Just don't be upset, just don't you be depressed. If you spare my life, I promise, friend, you'll never pay a bill again. Tell me, what say you to my request?"
It's been declined, it's been declined. It's about time you up and died. You need to find a God to whom to pray. Well, it appears today will be the last time that you say, "Please make another payment right away. Please make another payment right away."
I wanna be too big to fail. I wanna steal and not go to jail. I lost in Vegas, hope somebody bail me out. If I could lie like those guys in New York, or had a buddy in Congress who would send me some pork, I'd be in a skybox popping a cork right now. The U.S. Treasury should pay for my dope and some hookers to join me out on the slope. But I lost my job and there's not much hope, evidently. Daddy could have sprung for an MBA. I'd be pulling down a $250,000 a day. I'd crush anyone who got in the way of my Bentley. Too big to fail, connection to jail. You get the bill when my luck goes stale. Too big to fail, government sale.
How do I get to be
too big to fail? Thank you.
I can't get hurt. Somebody else gets covered with dirt. Well, I never scuff the French cuffs of my shirt or my hanky. I wanna get what the rich guys get. I want a chef and a corporate jet and a house in the Hamptons if it doesn't upset Ben Bernanke. To meet the fair, connections at Yale. You get the bill when my luck goes stale. To meet the fair, government sale.
How do I get to be
too big to fail? Too big to fail like a killer whale. To make the fail, dominant male.
How do I get to be
too big to fail?
General Motors.
How do I get to be too big to fail?
AIG.
Too big to fail.
How do I get to be too big to fail?
Lehman Brothers.
Too big to fail.
How do I get to be too big to fail? To fail.
Well, I just got off another 10-hour day with no recognition, miserable pay. Grabbed a few dollars, jumped into my car, made my way down to the local bar. You know, I saw her there. When I walked in, she was surrounded by men with those silly grins, laughing and flirting, playing with their minds. Right away I knew, didn't need that kind. She's a Texas bitch, and she's young and rich. She never had to make her own way. Her daddy's into oil and gas. She never had to work, she just sits on her ass. She's a Texas bitch, and she's young and rich. She buys her clothes in Paris, France. She drives a Porsche car in an all-in bar. She knows she never gives the guys a chance. Well, I have to admit that she looks pretty fit, with her Jane Fonda body and her Dolly Parton tits. Perfect nose, deep blue eyes, driving them guys right out of their minds. She wore boots and a hat with designer jeans, a low-cut blouse about to bust at the seam. For every flaw there was a remedy, thanks to silicone and plastic surgery. Now she's a Texas bitch, and she's young and rich. She never had to make her own way. Her daddy's into oil and gas. She never had to work, she just sits on her ass. She's a Texas bitch, and she's young and rich. She buys her clothes in Paris, France. She drives a Porsche car and an all-in bar. She knows she never gives the guys a glance. Well, all the guys were around, they were acting real cool. They were strutting and bragging, acting like a fool. They'd ask her to dance, and she'd say, well, I'll see. In spite of that, she walked over to me. You know, she sat right down, put her hand on my knee. She said, hi, my name's Dixie, wanna come home with me? Well, I just looked at her, and then I said, no, 'cause you're a Texas bitch, and you're young and rich. You never had to make your own way. Your daddy's into oil and gas. You never had to work, you just sit on your ass. 'Cause you're a Texas bitch, and you're young and rich. You buy your clothes in Paris, France. You drive a Porsche car and an all-in bar. You know you never give the guys a chance. Well, I could plainly see she didn't know what to say. She went home all alone, but called the very next day. She won't leave me alone, won't let me out of her sight. Spends money on me all day and all night. Now she's my Texas bitch, and we're young and rich. We never have to make our own way. Hell, my daddy-in-law, he's into oil and gas. I never have to work, I'm just sitting on my lazy ass. Now she's my Texas bitch, and we're young and rich. We buy our clothes in Paris, France. We drive a Porsche car and an all-in bar. You know we never give the guys a chance. You know we never give the guys a chance.
just a Texas love song.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate if you're clever and despise a fool. Until you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, and then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. You adopt with religion and sex and TV, and you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. Working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. At the top, they're telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile and to kill. If you wanna be like all the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. 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 Want to be a hero? Well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
That was Green Day covering John Lennon's Working Class Hero. Yes, we know a working class hero is something to be. Question is it a good thing to be? A rewarding thing? A satisfying thing? Tennessee Cat Jim Mills did Texas Bitch in that set. Too Big to Fail was the Austin Lounge Lizards. I Want to Be Too Big to Fail. Steal money by the billions and don't go to jail. And two things started that whole money deal there. One is that it's tax time, and the pressure is on for me to figure out just how bad the news is going to be. And the other thing was that first song we heard, It's Been Declined. Now, there's something I can relate to. I'm sorry, sir, your card's been declined. Talk about the walk of shame. It's Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. Now this.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I'm so glad I got my taxes done early. I'm a firm believer in getting on it before it becomes a problem. Unlike my sister, who should have got on birth control before her senior prom. And I did everything right, too. I mixed the pages up, glued them together, and added about 20 staples. I paid my balance with the third-party check, all except the last dollar, which I paid in foreign coins. I signed every page and included a letter of appreciation, which will all have to be individually read, dated, and stamped. And I mailed the whole thing off in a giant box, almost the size of my sister's prom dress. I guess I shouldn't be mean or make jokes. After all, it's a life-changing mistake that you just can't undo. Yep, working for the IRS can ruin a person's entire future.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.